The question was asked, is there a minimum size for a kippah, for a yarmulke? So Rabbi Feinstein says that anything that's called a garment is enough. Once people look at it, consider it a garment, that's enough. Now, what you have to think about is that the way you dress affects how you think about yourself and how others think about you. They have these small yarmulkes. When I was a kid, they used to call them the bottle cap yarmulkes, that they're the size of a bottle cap. So I guess it's better to wear that than nothing, but very often that will affect a person's self-image, and that will also affect the way people perceive the person. People tend to feel that a person who's more God-fearing wears a larger yarmulke, whether it's true or not. Well, very often, the yarmulke we wear reflects the way we want people to think of us, whether we like it or not. Our dress does tell people what they think we think we want them to think. Right? You look at someone dressed a certain way, you assume that they want you to think of them a certain way. You assume that. And it's the assumption we all make. So at the end of the day, our dress will very often define where we are in society, who our friends are, who we end up hanging out with. So it's a good idea to dress in a way that will match the crowd we want to associate with. So they'll feel comfortable associating with us, and we'll feel comfortable associating with them. But technically, halachically, Rabbi Feinstein holds that so long as it's a garment, so people look at it and say, that's a garment, that's okay.